More troubles for American business. Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, also known as 3M, says declining profits and a slowing economy are forcing it to cut 5,000 jobs. Minnesota Public Radio's Andrew Haig reports.
3M will cut 7% of its workforce of some 75,000. About half the cuts will come overseas. 3M is based in Minneapolis and St. Paul and manufactures a wide range of products, from Post-it notes to telecommunications equipment. The layoffs announcement came as the company reported first quarter profits dropped by 7%. CEO James McNerney says high energy prices and a strong dollar are cutting into the bottom line.
The fact is, conditions are very uncertain at the moment. There are no clear signs that the picture is improving anytime soon.
The company has not ruled out further job cuts this year. 3M is pessimistic about its short-term prospects. The company has revised downward its earnings estimate for the full 2001 fiscal year. But Edward Jones analyst Bill Fiala says by reducing costs, the company will be able to rebound eventually.
There's no doubt 3M's still a stellar company financially. And I think these moves, although unfortunate that people are losing their jobs, are going to position 3M great for when the economy does rebound, because they are going to be smart about where to take the jobs out and making sure they don't cut the muscle in some of their better growing businesses.
3M expects earnings for the second quarter to be flat or slightly higher than a year ago. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Haig in St. Paul.